the different kinds of things you grow in a garden, those would be all different kinds of...
Avalon, potatoes, sweet potatoes, north potatoes, corn, beans, tomatoes, cucumbers, peas.
Okay, and all of those together would be all different kinds of...
Vegetables.
Yeah. Now, when you take corn and you take the husk off the corn, and it's white, what do you call that?
They call that, I know what you're calling now. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's right. You can buy it.
Yeah.
At the store.
They used to make it with lye. They used to
yeah,
use lye.
They use lye to make it. But I'll just try, I can't call it right now.
Called hominy?
Yeah, hominy.
Yeah.
Hominy.
And then when they grind, they sometimes grind it up in kind of roughly ground stuff. And another grain, a white grain that they use, that you eat all the time. They don't raise it around here. They raise it in the swampy country way down, you know, and raise a lot of it in Louisiana and South Carolina.
Rice?
Yeah.
They raise it in Arkansas, don't they?
Yeah, that's right, sure. They raise a lot of it in Arkansas. Names for cheap whiskey made under unsanitary conditions?
Moonshine?
Yeah, that's what I mean. But that's the general term. But I mean, are there any other words that you hear of besides moonshine for that sort of stuff?
Well, they just said there's a girl that out there called moonshine liquor. And make rye or corn either one.
They ever use the term splo around here? Bus skull, yeah. Pop skull and bus skull. But I heard splo around Knoxville, and I just wondered if it was used up here, too, if that term was...
Bus skull. That's old poison liquor. With ivy in it. In there.
Now, the stuff you make with, cane, you cut cane and refine it and make
sugar cane.
Yeah, that's sugar cane, but there's the other kind of cane that grows more.
They make molasses out of that.
Yeah.
Sorghum, lots of people call it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you make make sorghum, you make it into a Have you made molasses? You do much of that?
No, not much. But my neighbors have.
And how is that done?
I take and grind. They've got a mill, and they grind that cane, cut it, and strip all the water off, and run it through there and get that juice. And they've got a vat. Got partitions in it. Comes like that. And this end open, then she runs through here that way.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, it gets down there to the lower end and make about, come back as long as this porch is wide, a little long. Why, and have it skim it as you board it.
Uh-huh.
And when somebody's had experience can tell when it's ready to run off, or it runs off into a can. And that's called molasses.
Now, when you talk about molasses, would you more likely say molasses is thick or molasses are thick?